This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
It's been revealed today that new health warnings will appear on wine bottles. It's a move that's been brought about voluntarily by the liquor industry. The warnings are aimed at young people, pregnant women and problem drinkers. The fact is that Aussies are drinking more alcohol, and one factor that may be contributing is the dirt cheap price of wine. At as little as $2 a bottle, alcohol can be cheaper than bottled water. Professor Michael Dolb is the director of the McCusker Centre for Action on Alcohol and Youth in WA. Hi there, Mike.
Morning. How are you?
Good, thanks. Why is wine so cheap?
Well, wine is ridiculously cheap. We have a crazy dog's breakfast of an alcohol tax system in this country. Different products taxed in different ways, and essentially the cheaper wine is, the less it gets taxed because of some historical anomalies. So what does that mean? It means that you can get wine at less than $2 a litre, whether it's in bottles or in casks. That's so cheap, it's cheaper than bottled water. It's an invitation to kids and people with alcohol problems to drink to get drunk. And that's why a leading group of alcohol experts were in Canberra last week urging that alcohol tax reform be put on the tax summit agenda, because we've got to change that system. I think that will happen.
Okay. So does that mean that sort of beers and other alcoholic drinks are taxed more than wine?
Oh, yes, yes.
Okay.
Now, we're at an all-time, we're at a 20-year high for alcohol consumption in Australia, and that's partly because we're drinking more wine and wine is getting stronger. But wine is taxed, especially cask wine, cheap wine, is taxed at a lower rate than beer, than spirits, than more expensive wines. It's just crazy.
Okay. And is there evidence that price does affect people's drinking habits? I was talking to our breakfast announcer about this morning. He said, oh, it won't make any difference. It's all about education. What's the research showing?
Look, we do need education, but it's not all about education.
Okay.
And people often say, oh, it won't affect me. Reality is that as in any other area of life, price does affect consumption.
Yeah.
The higher the price, the less we use, and that's especially the case for kids and for people with alcohol problems. Price really does make a difference. And when it's cheaper than bottled water, less than $2 a litre, how do you expect kids not to drink?
And I guess, too, if you've bought wine cheap and you've bought it for $4 a bottle and you have a glass, you think, oh, well, why not have another one? Whereas if that bottle of wine was expensive, you'd think, I'll ration it. I'll have one tonight, maybe one tomorrow.
There's a bit of that. But what we especially have, too, is kids preloading, drinking to get drunk. We have people with alcohol problems, and this is one of the reasons why some terrific groups in the Northern Territory are calling for what they want, what's called a floor price on alcohol, a minimum price, because there are so many problems there with alcohol, so many of them attributed to cheap grog.
Yeah. I mean, you have a particular focus on young people, don't you? Do young people drink wine?
Well, they're drinking wine in increasing numbers. You know, we're seeing some interesting changes in the way that that Australians drink. We're moving away from beer. We're moving towards wine. Now, kids, they like spirits, and of course, there are some really irresponsible drinks that are produced that do seem to be pretty heavily targeted to the younger market, alcopops and products like that.
Yeah.
But young people are also moving increasingly to wine, and especially when they're drinking to get drunk.
Okay. Yeah.
Now we have a circumstance where, not only circumstance, the evidence that kids drink to get drunk. 43% of 16 to 17-year-olds say they drink to get drunk. Now, that's just amazing. It's a worry. And we see kids as young as 12 being admitted to emergency departments because they've been drinking.
So 43% of 16 to 7-year-olds say they drink deliberately to get drunk. Yeah, wow.
Yep.
Now, another thing that happened today is that it's been announced that new health warnings will be applied, saying kids and alcohol don't mix, or it's safest not to drink while pregnant. Is your drinking harming yourself and others? What's your response to that?
The warnings that are being announced today are being announced by a drinks industry organisation, DrinkWise, and their drinks industry warnings. It's good that the drinks industry recognises the need for warnings, because health authorities have been recommending that for a long time. It's very disappointing that the warnings are so feeble. The kind of warnings kids and alcohol don't mix. Does anybody really think that a small label saying kids and alcohol don't mix on a bottle or a can is going to make a blind bit of difference to anybody? What we need is well-researched, strong, informative health warnings. So I'm glad the drinks industry recognise that we need some warnings, but the drinks industry are not the people to make decisions about health information. That should be for the health authorities.
Mm. But given that they haven't done it, is this better than nothing?
Well, look, it's the smallest step forward. It's a sort of wriggle of a toe forward. But what we need is action by government. Now, there are some recommendations to government. There was a recent committee on food labelling that made some very clear recommendations to government about alcohol warning. And my guess is that today's announcement is really a bit of a preemptive strike by the drinks industry in the hope that government won't act to impose firmer warnings.
Okay. Well, thanks for your time this morning, Professor Dalbert. It's been interesting to hear your point of view, and we'll see what happens with the October tax summit, whether we do get indeed a bit of a higher or more logical tax on wine.
I hope we do. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks very much. That's Professor Michael Dalbin. He's the director of the McCusker Centre for Action on Alcohol and Youth in Western Australia.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.